Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Yes, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We'll get to the story about the apple shape and cancer in a second, but I usually take a couple of minutes to find some interesting tidbits to add to the show. They're a little bit unusual things, but they're fun things that have to do with health and fixing things that aren't very healthy. For example, a pizzeria in California is giving somebody $2,500 that they can finish their pizza in under an hour. So far, 15 people have tried. 15 people have failed to finish the Big Kahuna. The pizza is 30 inches across and weighs 15 pounds. Now listen to this. The cheese alone is 6,500 calories.
Oh my God.
So this is not sharing a pizza. This is you having it by yourself.
Yes, this is
just
the Big Kahuna.
6,500?
6,500 calories of cheese. I mean, physically, though, think about that. You can't eat, you physically, Mike, you can't eat that, right? I mean, that's why they're offering such a big prize. If you can finish just under an hour, isn't it physically impossible to eat something that quickly, that big? I mean, think about it.
Well, physically, what you have to do is be able to empty your stomach. Your stomach's the size, even the biggest stomachs can't accommodate that. And so you've got to empty your stomach, but the fat you take in with the cheese, any fat inhibits emptying your stomach. So it's going to be a painful experience, and you shouldn't be able to do it. So I agree, it's going to be very tough.
And no one has so far. Now, every fast food chain now is trying to be competitive with the other fast food chain to get a percentage of the breakfast market, and the entire industry has been ramping up ways with new egg creations or by defending their turf. For example, like McDonald's is offering free coffee during breakfast hours. Here's a rundown I found. I came up with some of the fast food breakfast options available to us today in this country. McDonald's, eggs and meat and cheese on a biscuit or English muffin. Starbucks, eggs and meat and cheese on a slightly more expensive English muffin, if you know what I mean, if you go to Starbucks. Burger King, eggs and meat and cheese on a croissant. Taco Bell, eggs and meat and cheese in a taco. Subway, eggs and meat and cheese in a sub roll. White Castle, eggs and meat and cheese in a Belgian waffle. And Dunkin' Donuts, eggs and meat and cheese on donuts. Just listening to that list, I can feel my blood slowing down. Do you know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely. Well, what it is, it's a great thing for the Cleveland Clinic. You know, we've been number one in heart care for, I think it's 19 years in a row. So this is, whoever is doing these breakfasts is trying to feed the Cleveland Clinic's, if you will, income structure, being a provider, sending patients to us. I mean, McDonald's and Burger King and all these other places, Wendy's, Starbucks, et cetera, it's like they're trying to give us more business, trying to make the U.S. less competitive for jobs, trying to increase the cost of health care. It's ridiculous.
I mean, compare this to just a couple of generations. You know, compare this to a couple generations ago when our grandparents had to settle for eggs and meat and cheese on a plate. You know, so now I guess that's what they call breakfast progress today. But that is, that's the competition for the fast food dollar out there. Okay, the so-called apple shape, Dr. Mike, and the connection to possibly a risk factor for breast cancer. What can you fill us in on with that?
Well, it used to be thought that it wasn't where your fat was that was important. As important as whether you were overweight or not. And that comes from some very good data on the fact that visceral fat, that is fat in your belly, causes inflammation and is clearly more associated with cardiovascular disease, that's heart disease, stroke, memory loss, impotence, decay in orgasmic quality, wrinkling of your skin, all the things where arteries are defeated than is fat in your hips. So it used to be fat in your hips was relatively protective. Now, this is a study that says, well, let's factor out weight in general and say, does apple versus pear, and this is self-selected, are you an apple or a pear, rather than some harder data. But in people who said they were an apple, which meant they accumulated fat in their belly, they were as increased risk of heart disease as is people who were pear-shaped. That is, women who had weight problems, that is, that were overweight, were at increased risk of breast cancer, but it didn't matter whether it was an apple or a pear. So this isn't good news in the sense that, well, I'm an apple, I don't have to worry. No, if you're an apple, you have increased weight and you have to worry. It's just you don't have to worry more than someone, you don't have to worry more than someone who is pear-shaped. All weight appears to increase breast cancer risk. That tells us that it may not be inflammation that's causing some of this breast cancer risk. It may be the storage of hormones, such as hormones in your breast, in your fat tissue. Fat does metabolize, whether it's in your hips or your belly, fat does metabolize estrogenic substances into something that is more worrisome for the heart, for your breast cancer. And that may be the reason that the storage of that estrogenic metabolite in fat is the problem.
Okay, we talk a lot about coffee, Dr. Mike, and benefits of coffee. And one of the top stories this week talks about another benefit from caffeine. And what would that be?
Well, the other benefit from caffeine is that an extra cup a day decreases your risk of diabetes, type 2 diabetes. So we know that coffee, if you get over 4 to 6 cups a day, decreases Alzheimer's disease, decreases Parkinson's disease, decreases all-cause mortality, and decreases 9 cancers. And let me go carefully. It's a genetic thing. If you're a slow metabolizer of coffee, you will get the side effects, anxiety, gastric upset, headaches, et cetera, from it, and abnormal heartbeats. And that means that you're getting the side effects and not the benefits. So the group that gets the benefit of coffee are what we call fast metabolizers. So if you're a fast metabolizer, get rid of the coffee fast, the caffeine fast, so that you don't have one of those 4 side effects. Then you get a lot of the benefits, and one of the benefits in this large study of women was a much lower chance of developing type 2 diabetes. So coffee has that benefit as well.
Okay, I got a break coming up, and then we're going to talk about the number one top medical story of the week. We talk a lot about the medical breakthroughs and stories every week, the number one story after the break. But before we go to the break, Dr. Mike, briefly, some new evidence about ginseng, right, and how it might be able to prevent flu.
Right, and it's a specific ginseng, so it's not just American ginseng. In fact, it isn't American ginseng, and you're going to have to tune back in to find out what type of the ginseng it is.
Okay, and that'll be coming up after the break. And again, the number one medical story of the week, it has to do with stimulating brain cell growth. That's pretty interesting, so stick around for that. And I also found a story this week that suggests, according to studies, that 12 million Americans are misdiagnosed every year. And with all the medical advances in screening, testing, and scanning, why would the number be so high? More on that coming up as well here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.